Good evening, Rabbosai. Welcome to our Thursday night Mishmar. Topic of tonight's shir is what happens when you make a mistake in Shemona Esrei. Lots of mistakes. Yalev V'yavo, Mashav Ruach, V'sein Tolam HaTolav Racha, all kinds of mistakes. And you remember after you say the Shem Hashem of that bracha. We're going to talk about 2 points. We're going to talk about what happens if you make a mistake in Shemona Esrei and you realize after you finish the bracha, but before you began the next bracha. For example, you forgot Mashav Ruach Amar HaGashem, and you remembered after Baruch Atah Hashem Achaya HaMesim, before Atah Kadosh. We spoke about a little bit Mincha Ma'ariv, we're going to talk about that. And then what happens if you remembered a second and a half before that point? You said Baruch Atah Hashem, you're about to say Achaya HaMesim, and then you remember. What should you do for the end of your bracha? Should you finish your bracha? Should you not finish your bracha? You skipped Mashav Ruach and didn't say anything else. Similarly, you forgot Yalev Yavo in a tefillah for which you have to repeat Shemona Esrei, like Rosh Chodesh Shacharis and Mincha or Chol HaMoed, and at the end of Ritzeh you say Baruch Atah Hashem. Oops, I remembered. Or Baruch Atah Hashem Machzir Shchinas Al Tzion, and you didn't yet say Modim. Or in Baruch Aleinu, you forgot to say V'sein Tolam HaTolav Levracha, and you either said Baruch Atah Hashem before Mevarech Hashanim, you didn't say Mevarech Hashanim yet, or you said Baruch Atah Hashem Mevarech Hashanim, and you remembered, and you didn't yet start in Tekah B'Shofar Gadol. So these two questions that I asked in three different brachas in Shemona Esrei, again, one, after you finish the bracha in its entirety but have not yet begun the next bracha, and B, when you didn't finish the bracha, you said Baruch Atah Hashem, that's what we're going to address, these two issues. They're two separate shilas and two separate discussions, and we will find two separate areas of dispute in the poskim. So let's start with the first question. So on your sheets, you see the topic is remembering your mistake after saying, well, we'll start with the second point. After you finish the bracha, you finished Baruch Aleinu, you shnif Mechayim Esim, you finished Ritzeh, and after you finish the bracha in its entirety, You remember that you forgot. You get that? It's a joke. You realize that you omitted the insertion that was supposed to be inserted. What do you do? So let's look at the tour in the first source. Zok the tour, Orachayim Hilchas Tfila, Simukuf Yadalid. Kosav Adonia Viazal. The Rush, the tour's father was the Rush. Hodam Rinan, when we say Lo Omar, that if you skip Morad Hageshem, Machsirna so, when do you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha, or in the case of the first few brachas of Shemona Esrei, to the beginning of Shemona Esrei? Haino kishmisayim kol habracha. If you finish the entire bracha, az chozer rosh hatfila. If you finish the whole bracha and you pass the end of the bracha, then you have to go back to the Shemona Esrei. Aval nizkar kodem shesim habracha. But if you forget, I'm sorry, if you remember that you omitted the mashav haruach anywhere in the bracha of Tchias HaMesim, Yomer B'makam Shenizko, wherever you happen to remember it. It doesn't matter where, it doesn't have to be in the right spot. Anywhere where you remember Mashav Ruach, just insert it. Shalo Kavu Chachamim Makam Lahazkir B'soch HaBrach. Chacham didn't just set any set place that you have to include it. Ela Omro, the Lashon Chazal was Mazkirin Gvuras Keshamim B'Tchias HaMesim. As long as you say Mashav Ruach somewhere in the bracha of Mechayim Esim, could be Mechayim Esim Atah Gibral, Mechayim Esim Atah Rav Lashem, Mechal Kachayim Bechaz, Mechayim Esim Rachman, Rav Yisrael Mechna, Ofem Rav Eichol, Matir Asrim, Umekayim, Emunasa Ali, Shenei, Afar, Mashav HaRach, Mor HaGashem, that's totally fine. Anywhere in the bracha is fine. Oh, so how can we say it in the specific slot in which we do say it? Mashav HaRach, Mor HaGashem, Mechal Kachayim Bechazed, there's a reason for that. Even though Chacham say anywhere in the bracha works, but we say it specifically, look at the bullet point, El Shanoha Gula Omro, Lifnei Mechal Kelchayim, Lefisha HaGishamim, Is Kalkala Uparnasa. Right? What do we say in the bracha of Mechayim Esim? We say Mechal Kelchayim Bechesed. We talk about Parnasa. Mechayim Esim Rachm Rabim. We talk about Somech Noflim. We talk about Rofei Cholim. We talk about Matir Asur. We talk about all different kinds of things. So of those different aspects of Hashem helping us in different aspects of our lives, the one that most echoes the message of Mechaya of Masharuch is Mechalka Chayim Bechesed. That we have Parnasa. Is there a sheet there? Great. Take some kugel, please. That's why we say it specifically at Mechalka Chayim. But if we didn't say it at Mechalka Chayim, you could say it, you could say Masharuch anywhere in the Bracha. Great. Now, let's go dive straight into the Shulchan Aruch. That's just the background as far as where we could say it, but the Shulchan Aruch will tell us his psak in what happens when you finish the bracha. Zakta Shulchan Aruch says Tefila Kuf Yadalid Bamed Dvar Mamurim Shemachzir Noso Kishalo Amar Bimos Hagisham Emor Hagashem. When do you have to go back? Hainu Kishasim Kol HaBracha. Look at the next few words. V'hischil bracha she'achareha. Then you have to go back. Oz chozer l'rosh ha'tfila. But let's say you finished the first bracha, but you didn't yet start the next bracha. You said bracha tashem achayim isim, or bracha tashem avrei chashanim, or bracha tashem achazir shchina selitzion, before you started the next bracha. Aval, im nizkar kodem she'siyim ha'bracha. Then, pause. Before you start the next bracha, and yomer b'mokam shenizkar. You see what he holds? The Shulchan Aruch is paskin. This is a subject, this is actually machlokas Rishonim, which I didn't record. It's a little more complicated the way the Rishonim say it. But the Shulchan Aruch is paskin in a machlokas Rishonim that after you finish Shemona Es, after you finish the bracha, before you started the next bracha, Tekah b'shofar, Modim, Atakadosh, before you start the following bracha, you could insert the insertion right in that gap between the end of your first bracha and the beginning of your second bracha. Fine. Mr. I'm not aware of them. I'm just not holding, but... The same Talmud of Bracha we talk about saying in Shema Koleinu, which we'll talk about that also. Okay, Mr. Bergwood, if you could just mute yourself, that'd be great. Now look what I underlined.
I'm the only participant here,
but everyone else could hear you.
We're here.
Vafilu, could you hear me? Could you hear me? Mr. Bergman, can you hear me? Give me a thumb. Oh, I'm on mute. I'm sorry. Oh, 1 second. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I apologize, Mr. Bergman. I thought you were listening to my pearly voice and you couldn't even hear it. Okay. What's that?
There was no email that went out, and Yankee is on a different... He's, I think, on the Sunday morning.
Oh, this you can let him know. This is go to last week's Thursday night shiur.
I did. That's how I got in.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I know. Today, an email didn't go out today. You could let him know if you'd like. Thank you so much. Just mute yourself, and then we'll continue. Thank you. So let's see what the Shulchan Aruch says now underlined. So the Shulchan Aruch first of all said that if you already finished the bracha, pause, say the insertion between the two brachas in that gap, and move on. Vafilu im siyim habracha. This is what he's going to say right now. I just spoke it out. What's underlined? Vafilu im siyim habracha. You finished the bracha in its entirety. V'nizkar kodem shehizchel. You remembered Masha Haruach. Before you started at the Kodosh, ein tzarech lachzor. You don't have to repeat Shemona Esrei. El omer Masha Haruach v'lamored hagashem in a vacuum, below chasima. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now this point, I have to tell you, is a gigantic machlokas Rishonim. You just say the words Mashav Haruach Amarad Hagash. You don't say Baruch Atah Hashem Achayam Esim. You don't repeat the words. The Chasima is the last. Right, but you, even though you miss Mashav Haruach, and normally you'd have to go back from Mashav Haruach, but in this gap, but after ending Mechayim Esim and not yet beginning Atah Kodesh, in this gap you could say the four words Mashav Haruach Amarad Hagashem Betulah. Nothing else. B'lo chasim, meaning without any Baruch Atah Hashem, whatever, at the end of it. Okay. So let's think for a second. If the Shulchan Aruch is passing, and I told you this is a machlokas Rishonim, whether you could insert this insertion after the bracha is concluded. What, if he holds that you can, what does he hold about the status of this? Where are you in Shemona Esrei after you finish a bracha? It sounds like you're still in Mechayim Meso until you start the next part. Because I might have said the opposite. I might have said maybe the other Rishon who holds that once you finish the bracha, you're gone, you finish, you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei. He probably holds that once you finish the bracha is over, and that gap is associated with the next bracha. Here we're saying the gap is associated with the previous bracha, and therefore it's considered having said it with Mechayim Esa.
Would it be the Seres Mitzvah? If you said,
what's that, Avi?
Seres Mitzvah, you have a grace period of about 3-4 seconds when you finish a Kel HaKadosh, do you remember to say Mel HaKadosh? That's somehow a correction. What's the longest of that?
If you correct the Hamela HaKel HaKadosh and within, not having started at Tachonain, right, but within the 3-second grace period of Telkadei Dibur, for saying Hamel HaKadosh, it's anything that happens within Telkadei Dibur is as though you said it at that moment. So when I say HaKel HaKadosh, Hamel HaKadosh, it is considered the ending of, right, it's as though it's like I never said HaKel HaKadosh. No, but here I said the Chasima. It's the wrong Chasima. Now I'm just correcting those words. Meaning, the Tolka de Dibra corrects the words.
It's a replacement.
Yes.
And here
it's you finished the bird. You're not correcting the words. You're not correcting Mechai HaMesim. When you say Masha Ruach, that's not, you didn't mean Baruch Atah Hashem, Masha Ruach Menagasha.
You're correcting the omission.
You're correcting the omission that you omitted from four lines before.
Now work if I said Baruch Atah Hashem, maybe, because I'm correcting omission within Tolka de Dibra.
If you said Morad
Hatol? Yeah.
You don't have to go back if you omitted Morad Hatol.
Oh. But let's say you said Mashmur Morad Hatol in the song.
Then you're in. Then what? How would you fix it?
That,
and you finished Baruch.
Can you go back to Ata Gibor within Tokti Gibor?
Or you have to. Just say Mashmur Morad Hatol.
No. If you said Mashmur Morad Hatol in the summer, you can't fix it.
You fixed it.
You ruined your Shema. You ruined your bracha.
That's like the Hamel HaKadosh is being fixed by Hamel HaKadosh.
No, because Hamel HaKadosh within Tokei Dibur fixes just that word. Just the Hakel HaKadosh. Instead of the Hakel, it's turned into Hamelach.
It's too much of a gap from...
I think so. From you put in a bad... You baked a cake with salt instead of sugar. Before, you know, when it's two-thirds baked, you're going to take it out and add some sugar? It's not going to help. So... There's nothing to go to fix, yeah. Okay. Now, we spoke at Mincha Meir, of those of you who are here, what happens if you, before what we spoke about Mincha Meir, let's say you said the words, here Moshe, let's say you said the words, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai, you omitted Mashav Ruach, and then you said, you omitted Mashav Ruach, and you finished the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeisim Atah. Atah is less than Tolka de Dibur, but it is the beginning of the next bracha. Could you quickly say Masha Harach Marit HaGashem now? It's within Tolka de Dibur of Mechayim Esam. Says the Mishabura, Afilu Tevas Atah Levad is going to mess you up. V'huadinim Hiske Lomar Nekadesh, certainly if you started Kedusha, that's also considered the next bracha, as the Rebbe Kaveh Eger says very explicitly. Look at Rebbe Kaveh Eger on this Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you're the Chazan. This could happen with the Chazan. The Chazan is speeding. He's 90 miles an hour. And he omits Mashal Ruach. And he says, and he gets to Mechayim Esim. And by the time you correct him, he already said Nekadesh. So what's the status of him having said the word Nekadesh? Once he says the word Nekadesh, says Rebbe Kveger in this shtickel, it's already which bracha? Kedush is which bracha?
Third.
Chayim Esim or Atah
Kadosh?
Ah, is Atah Kadosh, and therefore you are considered to have lost, you messed up your Chayim Esim. It's not that you're in the gap anymore. Once you started Kedusha, Kedusha is part of the next bracha. You lost your, you made the mistake, you can't go back, and he'll have to start again from the beginning of Shemona Esrei.
So
that's
you stop immediately and go to the beginning.
If he said Nekadesh Es Shemcha, oh my gosh, Ayvei. Yeah, he's going to start from the beginning of Shemona Esrei.
So you stop exactly where you remember, and then just...
There's no need to finish. Yeah, no, you shouldn't finish it, because if you would finish any Shem Hashem, it would be a bracha levatala.
Well, if you said a Shem Hashem, you should finish a sentence.
If you said a Shem Hashem, you should probably finish a sentence, yes. Yeah. Now, let's talk about... Let's jump. We're going to take the same ideas that we just said and apply the same ideas to another situation that we might not have thought about. Let's say it's Yontif. And Elokim Elokim Vaseinu Rasevu Nuchasein Kachem Vesazach Vesech Lekem Vesazach Shavere Vetevach Vesavchein Mishu Azach Vatar Li Benem Vesavdacha Vemetz Vanechilena Baruch Atah Hashem Kadesh Ha? The last four lines are the same for Shabbos as well as for Yontif. Except the next word. Kadesh Ha? Shabbos or Kadesh Yisrav Hazmanim. So let's say it's Pesach, and you send Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh Yisrav Hazmanim.
On a weekday?
On a weekday, yeah.
Shabbos,
so it's Tokadei Dibur. It's just like fixing your Hakel HaKadosh, Tokadei Dibur. Fine, let's the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Pesach, look at Hilchos Pesach. Vim Amr Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because of talk they do, where as is Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh Hashem Mekadesh Israel. Help me, Chazan. What's the nigun for Mekadesh Israel? Mekadesh Israel, Mekadesh Shabbos. Israel has my name. So I fixed it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, great, you fixed it. No problem, you Yotzei. Comes a Be'er Halacha and he says something wild. He quotes the Prima Gadim. He says, you know what? Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Ritzei, Hashem, ooh, I think I'm, Yisrael V'Hazmanim. After you already interrupted with a few words of Ritzei, Hashem, Elokeinu, look what the Prima Gadim writes on top of page 2. I am Prima Gadim Shekosev, Dafilu Hischil Ritzei. Wow, even though you began the next bracha, Kol Shelo, Amar Dalet Tevos, why do you think he says four words? Where does the number four come from? I think he means Shalom Alecha Rebbe. And therefore, once you said the fourth, then you're in trouble. Shalom Alecha Rebbe. So three, if you said just three words, you'd say Hashem Elokeinu. Yisrael V'Hazmanim.
Shalom Alecha Rebbe is less syllables than say Hashem Elokeinu.
I don't know what to tell you. I hear. That's a good point. As long as you didn't say four words, says the Prima Gadim, you could go back. Yachalach Zul Atakein. Dehayinu Sheyomer Hasei Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. This is fascinating, isn't it? Is that what we assumed?
It's not true by Hamelech.
By Hamelech HaKadosh, we don't say it. We don't say, once you said, Hamelech, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hakel HaKadosh, Atah Chorin L'Adam, Hamelech HaKadosh. You can't do that. Or unless, maybe according to Prima Gadim, you can do that.
Even Atah, which is...
Even Atah, we said you messed yourself up. Well, Aniyah's Daiti, look at what the Reir Halacha, what the Mishnah, what the Chavetz Chaim says about this Prima Gadim. Once you already started the new bracha, even with one single word, you can't fix that. Where do we see this? We see this by Mechaya Mason, just like we saw by Mechaya Mason. So therefore what we have is, we have the Mishnah Brura arguing on the Prima Gadim and saying, no. Once you started one word, you lost it. You lost it. Fine. So now, let's get into what's going to be the funner part of the shiur. And again, we'll finish hopefully in the next 19 minutes before 9:16. I told you that when the Shulchan Aruch told us that you could make, if you omitted Mashav Ruach, in the gap after Mechayim Meisim, before you start Atah Kadosh, you could put something into the gap. If you forgot Yalev Yavo and you finished Baruch Atah Hashem Machazir Shechina Tzion and did not yet start to say, in that gap you can assert Yalev Yavo. If, this is going to be a little more complicated, if you forgot V'sein Talamata Levracha, theoretically before you start Tekah B'Shofar, in that gap you should be able to say Mashav Ruach Marin HaGashem. There maybe you don't need to because you have a makeup spot of Shema Koleinu. But at least in that gap you're allowed to make up what you missed, what you omitted in the gap before you began the next bracha. That, I told you, was subject to machlokas. There is the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Look at the Be'er Halacha, who says, Dinze lemaisa Lanius daiti yesh la'ayin tuva. This is not a simple thing that the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that in the gap, after you finish the bracha, you could still make a correction. Ayin bach and marshal, polgal srezu. And they paskin kedas, look what I underlined in black, Rabbeinu Yonah. They pass like Rabbeinu Yonah. What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? The kevin shesim osa bracha, kimo shehischil acheres dami, v'choz l'rosh. Rabbeinu Yonah says, once you finished bracha A, it's already considered that you are now in the territory of bracha B. He considers that you finish, you say the words mechaye hameisim. Once you say the word hameisim, you're already now in the area of Atah Kadosh. We're not talking about that. We're talking about that you finished the bracha. We'll talk about a question like yours in a few minutes. No. Here we're talking about that you finished the bracha, and in the gap before you began the next bracha, where are you? Is that gap between bracha A and B, is that part of the extension of A, or is it the beginning of B? What?
Rabbeinu Yonah says
it's done. So when did he Rabbeinu Yonah says, you lost it. You can't now insert Mashav
Haruach. Can I still insert after?
Hold that. We'll talk about that soon. We'll talk about that soon. Similarly, according to this Rabbeinu Yonah, in Baruch Alein, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevarech Hashanim, I can't say St. Talmud Tzalaga. Baruch Atah Hashem, Machzir Shkun Esel Tzion, I can't say Yalav Yava. I'm locked out already. So again, what do we have? We have a raging machlokas, whether or not that gap between two brachas is considered the end, still the territory of the first bracha, and you could fix for the first bracha, you could insert the omission of the first bracha, or it's already considered part of the next bracha. What? Right, is it a point of no return or not? Now, how do we paskin? Well, the Shulchan Aruch told us explicitly, Shulchan Aruch said explicitly, even after you finish the bracha and you're up to the gap, you can say Mashav Haruach, you can say V'sein Talam Atal Bracha, you can say Yalav Yavo in that gap. Okay. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, I know this psak of the Shulchan Aruch is subject to dispute, but I'm not going to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch did give me this kula, and did say that this gap is considered part of the previous bracha, and you can fix the omissions in this gap before you began the next bracha. But, now let's talk about the next shaila, which is in pink. And you'll see why the discussion that we had until now will relate to the question that we'll have in pink. Welcome, Yanki. Sorry for the issue with the email. Let's say the following. I forgot Mashav Haruach Meren HaGashem. I forgot Mashav Haruach Meren HaGashem. And I am finishing. I'm going quickly. Baruch Atah Hashem. About to say Mechai HaMeisim. And after I said the word Baruch Atah Hashem, I realize, uh-oh. So now what could I do? So I could say Aldeni Chukecha, and that way I'm saying a pasuk Baruch Atah Adonai Aldeni Chukecha, Baruch Atah Adonai Aldeni Chukecha, Baruch Atah Adonai Aldeni Chukecha, Baruch Atah Adonai Aldeni Chukecha. I do it with my, you know, my little son, and he goes crazy. No, you know what I do? You know what I'm saying? Yes, you can. Baruch Atah Adonai Aldeni Chukecha. I just said a pasuk, right? What? We'll talk about that in a minute. So says the Mishnah Berurah in the Beir Halacha. I'll look at the pink, the bullet point, first bullet point, of the pink. I'll call upon him. Even though it's complicated what you do after you finish the bracha, before you start the next bracha, it's a machlokas, but the Shulchan Aruch is meikel that you could consider it to be an extension of the previous bracha and put the insertion in that gap, al kol panim nearly. Wouldn't you want to avoid that shaila? If you finish bracha, if you're in the middle of bracha ta Hashem, and you remember, oh, I forgot. So if you finish mechaya ha-mesim, what are you doing? You're putting yourself in a machlokas Rishonim whether or not you can insert the Mashav Haruach right now, or the Alev Yavo right now. According to the Rabbeinu Yonah that we saw 2 lines ago, it doesn't work. You finish the bracha, it's gone. So, I have a great idea, says the Mishnah Berurah. Nearly dim'acha sh'omer baruch atah Hashem of Mechaya Meisim. Nizka sh'shokach Mashav Haruach. Lo yigmar ha'sa bracha. Don't conclude mechaya ha'meisim and then insert it there. Why? Because that's going to get you into a machlokas if you're allowed to make an insertion after you finish the bracha. Eli yisayim lamdeni chukecha, which is just like reading a pasuk in Chumash in Tehillim. Kadeshiyah kikori pasuk levad. And then after you said lamdeni chukecha, you didn't you never finished your bracha, so just go back to, you know, Mashav Haruach, Umar Nagash, and then continue from there, from that point. Similarly with the Alav Yavo.
You have to go back to that point, you can just shove it in there.
Yeah, he says you should go back to that point and continue.
See the rest.
Yeah, yeah. L'chatchila. Similarly, what?
It's against the Rosh.
The Rosh, right, in the Torah that we said you could say it wherever you want. Yeah, that's true. Similarly, Yalev Yav, let's say you say Baruch Ata Hashem, you're about to say HaMachazir Shekhin HaSel Tzion, but you remembered before HaMachazir. What should you do? Quickly say, if you would say HaMachazir Shekhin HaSel Tzion, and say, hey, the Shulchan Aruch allows me to insert Yalev Yav right now after HaMachazir Shekhin HaSel Tzion, that's true. The Shulchan Aruch allows you to do that. But Rabbeinu Yonah, who we saw two lines above, says that once you said HaMachazir Shekhin HaSel Tzion, that was considered the already, now you're in the gap, it's already considered an ex-bracha, you're already a modim, you can't insert Yalev Yavo anymore. So to avoid that, what should you do? Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say Yalev Yavo. V'hu Adin, the second bullet point of the pink, of the Be'alacha, V'hu Adin B'Yalev Yavo, Chai Gavna, Im Shachach V'Nizkar, Acha Shomer, Baruch Atah Hashem, Yisayim, Lamdeni Chukecha. And then you'll say Yalev Yavo, Acharkach Yomer Yalev Yavo, V'Sech Hazana, and you'll finish the bracha that you never finished. Let's now apply to the third application, the same talamat of the bracha. What happens if you want to, you omitted the same talamat of the bracha? Today, Shachar, Smicha, Marav, you forgot the same talamat of the bracha. Did you remember it tonight? The same talamat of the bracha, you remembered it tonight? Good, great, so did I. You remember, you forgot, what if you forgot the same talamat of the bracha? You know what I do to make sure I remember it during the first 30 days? I button my jacket for davening. And you know what has the second button? So when I set it right, I do myself a second button. So I don't end up in modem or saying, did I say it or did I not say it? I have two buttons, but I know I said it. The other option is actually really to think about what you're saying and remember what you're saying. That's the other option. That's the preferable one, but in case you can. Right, yes. So let's think. The same talamat of bracha, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem, perform Mevarech Hashanim. So now, what are your options? You could either say Mevarech Hashanim, and then you have a gap. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you're allowed to go back and just add the words of the same talamat, not go back. Insert the words of the same talamat of bracha in that gap. But according to the Rabbeinu Yonah that we saw a few lines above, you lost it. And then, but there's an option that you could always say it in Shema Kolenu. So what should you do if you said Baruch Atah Hashem? You have, let's say, if the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to say it in the gap, but you could also say it in Shema Kolenu. So what would you prefer? I hear that. I don't think that would be ideal. Who has an ideal solution? Why is that ideal? What? So say it in the gap. So say it in the gap. Right, because perfect, exactly. Baruch Shekivan to the Mishnah Berurah. Le'inyan Talmud, look right underneath the pink. Well, you said Chazan. Le'inyan was saying Talmud Atla Bracha Gamkein. Lefiz Anira. Dim Shachach Lazkiru Be'emtza. V'tzarch Lazkiru. Dim Shachach Lazkiru Be'emtza. V'siyem Brichas Hashanim. You finished Mevarech Hashanim. Ashlo Hizchal Tika. Mikom Akom Shuv Lo Yom Rakan Retem. Don't start. I'm sorry, don't put it in the gap. Why? Because you have an option. Tal Yachalom Rabbi Shamei Tefila. Okay. So that was the suggestion of the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim. That's what we should do. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah who puts everything together for us. Oh, one question. Let's think about the gap. Izzy's a little bit worried about in that gap. The Shulchan Aruch Paskin, right? There's machlokas, what to do in the gap. Rabbeinu Yonah says, sorry, you missed it, you missed the boat. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch, right? Shulchan Aruch Paskin, during the gap, you couldn't make the insertion that you missed. Meaning it's considered, the gap is considered the continuation of the previous bracha, you could fix the previous bracha. Can I ask you a question? What about, why isn't that a hafsek between the two brachas? Great. You could say even better. Look at what the Stipler says in this, that I saw quoted in the Dirshu, in this cut and paste piece towards the top of page 3. Says the Kilas Yaakov, you know why it's not a hefsek? Not only is it fixing that you're still in the airspace, the headspace, the territory of the first bracha, and you're fixing the first bracha, but it's more than that. It's also a necessary prerequisite for the following brachas. Why? Because otherwise, if you don't fix it now, the next following brachas are all brachas levatalas. They're not. You're not yotz to the next brachas. So therefore, you need it to be right here. You're saying it's a hefsek between Mechaya Mesim and Atah Kadosh. How could it be a hefsek? It's necessary in order for you to say Atah Kadosh. It's no different than I can't, you know, I need pass the salt. It's no worse than pass the salt, which I need the salt to make my hamotzi. So I need my mashav harach morat hagashim in order to be able to say that Atah Kadosh. How could you say that mashav harach morat hagashim is a hefsek before Atah Kadosh? I need it to say my Atah Kadosh. Gishmak. Right, Gishmak alumnus of the stipend, right? You see the connection that he's adding?
Did you feed the dog before you take the bite of the bread?
Right, you have to feed the dog before you take the bite of the bread, 100%. That's a Gishmak. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out something interesting. Let's say you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Motzei Shabbos, you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonin Hadas. What should we theoretically do? We should theoretically say Atah Chanantanu. Or on a Tainus, if you forgot, Anenu, I said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Shomea Tefillah. What should you theoretically do based on what we've learned until now? You should insert Anenu in that gap between Shomea Tefillah and Ritzei. But we don't. You know why? Because it's Tzvei Dinim. What? So, there's a gap, and it's still considered for the previous Tefillah. Oh, interesting. Good Svara. Very good Svara. I'll accept that. Great. The Mishnah Berurah says something in Lumdis, but it's difficult. What you said is better Lumdis. He says a weaker Lumdis. He says, when you have to go back, then that means you never finished the first bracha. And therefore the gap is considered still relating to the previous bracha. When you don't have to go back, then the second you finish the bracha, when you finish Shema Koleinu, the second you said the word Shema Tefillah, since you don't have to go back for Anenu, the moment you said Shema Tefillah, now you're up to the gap. The gap is now part of the next bracha. In other words, what's the status of the gap? The answer is, it depends which bracha and what the situation is. It's not just that gaps are an extension of the previous part. A gap is, for Mashav Ruach, I'm sorry, by Mechai Mason, the gap is still part of the previous bracha. The gap after Atah Chonin, after Baruch Atah Hashem Chonin Adas, the gap there before the gap after Techonin Hadas, before Hashivenu, is considered. That gap is considered part of the next bracha, so you can't put the Techonin because you finished everything. So therefore, the gap is part of the next bracha. Interesting svar. Okay. Therefore, lemaisa, lemaisa, lemaisa. What do we do? Halach lemaisa. Right before the Shut Igros Moshe, towards the bottom of page 3. Right before the Igros Moshe, look at the last paragraph of the Mishnah Berurah, Al Kol Panim Nira Lila Maisa. If you remembered after you said the Shem Hashem, just stop, catch yourself, Selam Deni Chukecha, it's like reading a Pasuk, and then you can insert whatever you missed, and you'll finish the Bracha Keseder, and Lam Deni Chukecha, save the day. I could stop here, and that would be the truth, but it wouldn't be the all truth. Because comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and he says, Rabbi Kagan, Mr. Chafetz Chaim, Mr. Mishnah Berurah, Mr. Bei Halacha, I have an issue with what you just said. And he talks about the two cases we talk about, the case of Yalav Yava, Mashav Ruach, and he quotes the Bei Halacha that he says that you should say Lam Deni Chukecha. Look in page 4, we're going to finish up in the middle of page 4 what I underlined in the middle of page 4. After he quotes that whole shtick that we just learned together, he says, "Avalhu tamua ma'od shlomu van klal." I don't understand this. He quotes, there's even Rishonim who say that you should stop after Brachat Hashem and Selam Deni Chukecha. Says, Ramosha, I don't understand it. It doesn't make sense to me. Look at this underlined line, Mr. Grossman, you're going to love it. Havale baru pashut. Are you allowed to say, are you allowed to learn in the middle of Shemona Esrei? You're allowed to zug Tehillim in the middle of Shemona Esrei? Chas v'shalom. What? Right, not doing Mechayim Eitzim. Thank you. Shemay Atfil, maybe? Okay, I hear that. Havadai borer upasha she'asa lilmod af psukei Torah be'emtza hatfilo be'emtza brachas. You're not allowed to say psukim, learn psukim of Torah in the middle of Shemona Esrei and brachas. Halomein be'emtza hu hefsek gomor u'batal brachazu. If you're mafsik in the middle of a bracha, you know what you just did? You just invalidated that bracha. V'lachem le'maisa, look what he says under the other line. Don't do what the Mishnah Berurah told you to do. Yeah, you heard me right. Don't do what the Mishnah Berurah told you to do. V'lachem le'maisa, lo nirashiyasu kein. If you remember your mistake when you got Baruch Atah Hashem, don't do what the Mishnah Berurah said, lamdeni chukach, that's a hefsek. El etzorach l'sayim, mechaya meisim, or hamach sishchana salatzion. And then, in the gap, involve yourself in a machlokas. You're right, it's a machlokas. It's not ideal. But the Shulchan Aruch was mekel and allowed you to consider the gap to be part of the previous bracha, and you can put stuff in the gap. And you could say, Mashu Ruach, Rialaviyav, in the gap. If you would have finished the bracha, that's what you would have done. Like the Shulchan Aruch paskens, even though it's not ideal, that's what you'll do. And therefore, it's better to do that than... to do what the Mishnah Berurah suggested. So what do we have, Rabosai? We have a raging machlokas, halacha lemaisa, between the Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe Feinstein. Let's back up. Before we get to Mishnah Berurah and Rav Moshe Feinstein. If you finish Shemona Esra, if you finish the bracha, can you insert during the gap machlokas? We are make like those who allow you to insert it during the gap. If you made the mistake after Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm sorry, if you remembered your omission after Baruch Atah Hashem, then the Mishnah Berurah says, Selam Dei Chukecha, and Rav Moshe says, finish the bracha, and after you finish the bracha, then you should use that gap, al pi the kula that the Shulchan Aruch paskin like, and make the insertion during the gap. How do we paskin, Rabbi Osai, Machlokas, Rav Moshe, and Mishnah Berurah? I guess you have to ask your local Orthodox posek.
Is there a
Yulah
Rotsa right before Yulah Rotsa?
What's that?
Is there another makeup before Yulah Rotsa?
Not for Yalav Yavah or Mashal Ruach. Could you make up? I don't think you can make up a Saint Talmud Lebracha after you said it before you. No, you have to get a Shema Kalinu. If you missed it in Shema Kalinu, you missed it. You have to go to Baruch Aleinu.
Al-Nisa, right? It's for Al-Nisa.
Al-Nisa you could add in the Elkhine Tzar. Yeah, I think so.